Sunny, hot, and humid day in Middle Tennessee right now, 76 degrees. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. The Tennessee Democratic Party and several congressional candidates and voters have voluntarily dropped their legal challenge against Tennessee's redrawn election maps, which make all nine of the state's seats favor Republicans. The consolidated cases brought by the League of Women Voters, NAACP, and ACLU remain ongoing. As the Tennessee Lookout reports, the legal filing does not explain why Democrats dropped their case. However, one recent Supreme Court ruling hollowed out a key provision of the Voting Rights Act that protected majority-minority districts. And this month, a separate SCOTUS decision helped, a separate Supreme Court decision upheld an Alabama election map that broke up a majority black district into three majority white districts where they are now minorities. Southern Baptists have a new president. The Nashville-based denomination elected a Florida pastor who views the response to the SBC's sex abuse scandal as overblown. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao reports that the choice appeases further right factions of the SBC.
For the past few years, the SBC's annual convention has focused on the fallout of sex abuse scandals and whether to enshrine a ban on women serving as pastors. Florida pastor Willie Rice won after asserting that he wouldn't budge on culture issues. Here's what Pastor Adrian Taylor said when nominating Rice.
The culture may change, the crowds may change, but God's word is immutable and it will never change. It is the inspired, inerrant, infallible word of a living God.
Rice assumes the highest position for the nation's largest Protestant denomination 4 years after taking his name out of the running. Rice bowed out after a deacon at his church was implicated in the sex abuse scandal that rocked the SBC at the time. He explained his reasons for that on a 2024 podcast.
I didn't want to put somebody through that who hadn't signed up for it. He wanted no part of being this national story. And in the end, I just realized, hey, it probably wasn't the right thing for me to do. And I stepped out pretty quickly.
Now that Rice has stepped back in, he'll lead the Southern Baptist Convention at a critical time for the church. Mariana Bacchiao, WPLN News.
The longtime host and announcer of the Grand Ole Opry has died. For 30 years, Bill Cody also hosted the morning show on WSM Radio called Coffee, Country, and Cody. That station will honor his memory with a marathon of clips from past episodes of the show. Bill Cody worked in broadcasting for nearly a half century, racking up nominations for honors from Billboard, the Country Music Association, and the Academy of Country Music. He was a member of the Country Radio Hall of Fame and had a star on the Music City Walk of Fame. The Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame plans to induct him posthumously. A statement from WSM says they will remember Cody for his, quote, kindness, humility, and genuine gift for connection. A post on the Grand Ole Opry Facebook page put it more simply, saying, "We will miss you so much, Bill Cody."